Three of Richmond's MLAs took part in a Richmond News Roundtable discussion in anticipation of the October 19 provincial election. All three are planning to run again. Teresa Watt, who is the MLA for Richmond North Center, which will be renamed Richmond Bridgeport for this fall election, is serving her third term as a BC United, formerly BC Liberal, MLA. Kelly Green is the MLA for Richmond Steveston and Henry Yao is the MLA for Richmond South Center, which will be renamed Richmond Center. Both Green and Yao are serving their first term. Aman Singh, who is serving his first term as the MLA for Richmond Queensborough, was unable to attend the roundtable due to a family emergency. The Richmond News asked the three MLAs about some pressing issues that have reached crisis proportions in the province of BC and in Richmond, namely, housing, healthcare, and the drug toxicity emergency. The MLAs also weighed in on education, with schools being increasingly crowded in Richmond and in many large cities in the province. The news also gave the MLAs an opportunity to introduce themselves and talk about their work representing their constituents. This is part two of a two-part video series. Since this two-part video series was posted, MLA Teresa Watt has switched from BC United to the Conservative Party of BC. School shortage in Richmond's city center. The Richmond School District has expressed the need for a school in city center, and it's estimated it will cost more than $70 million to buy the land, according to a recent capital plan created by the school district. Brighouse Elementary is already over capacity and has several modular buildings to accommodate students. And both Richmond Center and Lansdowne will be redeveloped, adding thousands of residents into the core. But the challenge is there's little land available for a school in city center. This was the message from BC NDP MLA Henry Yao. He said the Minister of Education is aware of the need for a school in Richmond's city center. It's not the money that is the issue, it's the land, in city center. Yao said, adding the government is speaking to community partners to find a solution. But BC United MLA Teresa Watt said there are neither enough teachers nor enough schools, especially in communities such as Surrey. Watt noted the NDP promised in the election campaign to get rid of portables, but we still see so many portables. Watt said a BC United government would solve this issue by managing finances better, so we can allocate our money, and, most important of all, we need efficiency instead of spending money without outcome. BC NDP MLA Kelly Green, however, said she came into politics as an education advocate fighting against the BC Liberal, now BC United, government that, always slashing the budget, and, looking for efficiencies by illegally increasing class sizes. That's not in the best interest of British Columbians, that's not in the interest of kids, and I really shudder to think what would happen if our government wasn't making these investments, such as seismic upgrades to schools, Green said. Toxic drug crisis continues with 7 deaths a day. The BC provincial government declared a toxic drug crisis in 2016 due to the rising number of deaths from unregulated, tainted street drugs. Watt pointed out the number of deaths has increased since this crisis was declared, and she claimed that even more people have died since decriminalization of possessing small amounts of drugs was introduced last year. She noted that almost 7 people are dying every day in BC of toxic drugs, calling this a waste of human lives. Watt also criticized the rollout of a safe supply of drugs, prescribed drugs to combat the illicit street supply that is tainted with dangerous chemicals such as fentanyl. Again, it's been implemented for a few years and we still do not see any results, Watt said. However, fewer than 5,000 people access prescription opioids, safer supply, while it's estimated 225,000 people in BC are at risk of unregulated drug injury or death, according to the BC Coroner's Service. In February, Richmond City Council was debating whether to ask Vancouver Coastal Health to create a safe drug consumption site at Richmond Hospital. It was something Watt opposed at that time, but, in the video interview, she said safe consumption sites are needed, for certain circumstances. But it's more important to have a comprehensive program to combat the drug toxicity crisis, Watt added, with a focus first on prevention and having enough treatment beds for people who want to stop using drugs. She said the fact people have to pay for treatment is not acceptable. A BC United government would provide free, public treatment beds for all those who want to get rid of these drug habits, Watt said, as well as subsidizing private treatment centers to provide more beds. Trying to help those who took drugs get back into the community, to be a constructive member of our community instead of relying on drugs to harm themselves. Watt also said there should be a focus on enforcement of the illegal aspects of the drug trade. But she said the current BCNDP government is soft on crime and has a catch-and-release policy that allows criminals back on the street on bail instead of holding them in custody. People are scared in downtown, not even just in Vancouver, in any part of British Columbia, including Richmond, Watt said. That means whatever is being implemented by this government is not working. Green disagreed with Watt's comments on the levels of crime in Richmond. I'd really like to object to the characterization of Richmond as unsafe. It is one of the most safe communities in British Columbia and statistics prove that, she said. Green said the BCNDP government is making record investments in treatment beds. However, she added, if people are forced into treatment, rates of overdose increase. She also said there's a need to have a variety of ways to support people and that there's no one-size-fits-all solution. She added prevention is part of the BC education curriculum to teach young people about the danger of using drugs. Just like prohibition of alcohol didn't work, we're seeing that people continue to use drugs even when they are illegal, and they are still illegal, she said. However, she said, now if people have small amounts for personal use, they're not going to be victimized by the legal system when what you really need is medical treatment. Yao reiterated the need to help people with addiction, which he said was a healthcare issue. Yao added the most important thing is to remove stigma and dehumanization and demonization of people who use drugs. Yao noted the messages on social media about the drug users during the city council debate on a safe consumption site and associating them with crime and dark and inappropriate behaviors was wrong. To view part one of the MLA Roundtable, click here. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. To stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter. Words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.